story around the campfire, and I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
That's Jared!
Hello, this is your navigation system. Your destination is now set for Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, where you will always find the perfect gift for her. Jared has an incredible selection of beautiful diamond fashion necklaces, earrings, rings, and bracelets from fabulous brands like Love's Embrace, Heart's Desire, and Levion Chocolate Diamonds. Prices starting at $100. You have arrived. Tell it, Radio Singers.
It can only be Jared!
Okay, now even inanimate objects are getting into T-Bowing.
There it is, in front of Tracy Fox's house in Superior, Colorado, a huge snowman, T-Bowing.
Personally moved about 10 ton of snow into a huge pile.
Then Fox and others sculpted a one-story snowman on one knee, one hand on a football, the other raised to its head.
They told me they were going to make a Tim Tebow, but I didn't believe them. Pretty cool.
Neighbors are impressed. Some are moved to prayer.
My kingdom come, I will be done as earth as it is in heaven.
They better pray for cold weather. Tebow is melting.
We figure it's lost about a foot and a half.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Russia's foreign ministry is asking the government to suspend adoptions of Russian children by American nationals because of what it says is an incessant string of crimes committed by the parents. Russian officials say at least 17 Russian children have died in domestic violence incidents in their American families. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with Geico. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, it's worse than a sick kid being home with a sick kid. They're whiny, they're miserable, and when you need to take a temperature, forget it. Bedlam. That's why you need the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the greatest gadget for taking temperatures. Just one swipe over the forehead and you're done. You get a clear, accurate read with no fuss, and you can even take it while they're sleeping. The medical profession has been using the Exergen Scanner for years. If it's good enough for them, you know it's worth every penny and great value for the money. The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Changing the way the world takes temperature. Available at Supercenters and Sam's Clubs and other fine retailers.
1270 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you very much for joining us on this edition of Broadview and my co-host JP. That moment of common sense has still got me a little shaken here. Wow, that's heavy duty stuff. Is that going to be, that's going to be on your website? People can,
you bet,
relive that.
I can't talk right now. I have a hard candy in my mouth.
Well, now was the good time to put a hard candy in your mouth when we're getting back to our show. One thing I didn't get to in Nevada news was the Nevada legislature. The legislative panel has approved shifting money from one agency to another to restore child care subsidies for the working poor. They've reenacted this, which is really good. A report from the Las Vegas Review-Journal said the Interim Finance Committee endorsed spending $1 million on child care for 243 children so their parents can continue working. An attorney general's opinion is being sought on the legality of transferring the money from the Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation to the State Welfare Division. A welfare administrator says there is a waiting list, of course, of 600 children from 340 families requesting assistance. Funds for child care are given only to families with incomes at or just above poverty level, which includes just about every one of us anymore. So I don't know how that's going to help. But hey, it's something, right? Okay, so Santorum took three states. I saw that. I think you're happy about that because have you switched your candidates?
Santorum is the last candidate who was on my list of recommended candidates. Although I don't have that list on my website anymore because I got disgusted with the whole Republican Party. But he is the last one that was recommended.
Well, he took three states, so it just...
But he didn't get much. Hardly anybody came out and voted in those three states.
Well, Romney's kind of getting lukewarm, though, I'm saying.
I don't know what's going on.
Sarah Palin, Saturday, she said this morning that Republicans should be in no hurry to wrap up the presidential nominating contest, declaring that a competitive campaign until the August convention in Tampa would not complicate the party's efforts to defeat President Obama. And she... Newt said she was going to vote for him, but now she's saying she's not supporting anyone so far.
Oh, really? I thought she endorsed Newt.
No, that's what she said. Nope.
Oh, she's changed her mind, mm-hmm. or else somebody misquoted her or something.
Not yet, she says.
Good. I'm glad, because I don't think Newt's the...
And she doesn't think Rick Santorum should bug out. She doesn't think Gingrich should bug out. They should all just wait, see it through.
Did she say anything about Paul?
Not a word.
Isn't that funny? He's
not
like
a
that.
Word.
He's like the... The whole term dark horse candidate, he's it. He's like, he operates under the radar. And
that's why we should probably vote for him.
He's not doing all that well, but he's hanging in there.
Yeah. Well, she's not saying she's not for anybody yet. She says, and you know, people were wondering if she had a contract that prohibited her from endorsing anyone, but she says no, that she doesn't have a contract that prohibits her from anything.
Right. I think they're saying that because she's on Fox News.
Yeah, that's right. That's why. But she's not endorsed anybody yet.
Romney's just not catching fire, is he?
He's not.
He's not. Usually
he's not.
By this time, everybody's seen enough. They've pretty much decided, and we know who the candidate is.
He seems real lukewarm to me. Just kind of lukewarm.
Just when you think, well, yeah, he's pretty good looking,
yeah,
and he's saying some good stuff,
some
then
business.
You see him say something just completely idiotic.
Yeah, yeah. Or that kind of smirk he does, that kind of... thing he does, yeah. That Elvis thing.
Even when he's right, he sometimes doesn't say it very well.
Well, Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum is under fire now.
Of course he is.
For saying that he has concerns about women in combat. He said it's a very compromising situation. He said where people naturally may do things that may not be in the interest of the mission because of other types of emotions that are involved. What does that mean? Not sure. It's not the first time that he's sparked controversy with comments like that about the role of women in society.
What do you think? Should women be in combat?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
Heck no, I don't even think they should want to be in combat. I don't want to be carrying around that big old heavy gun. You know? No.
It's a really awkward
and it is. You
subject.
Know, it's kind of what he said, too. You know, they don't have the same body weight, the same muscle structure. Yeah, they could probably, if one of their if someone, what am I trying to say here? She's bringing me in food here. Capriati sandwiches. We got him coming in. So I'm interested in that. But anyway, back to it. Their body weight's not the same. How could they carry a guy if he fell? I don't know. Maybe, I mean, I might be getting myself in trouble with some buff little chicky poo, little Marine chick or something. But I don't know why they would want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Never have wanted to. Never wanted to carry a gun and... go into frontline combat. Never wanted to be a nurse either, though.
So, and we should.
I'm
we
just out.
We should put out there what Santorum said he meant. He didn't mean that the women have emotional issues in combat. He meant that the men would have emotional issues being in combat with them.
Right. Men.
Yeah.
You know what he's referring to. Right. Like, they want to go do something because here's this woman over here in trouble. Right.
We want to protect her or we mm-hmm. want to have sex with her. And
because
that's
it's
just the way it is.
Because it's a natural thing.
Right.
It's true. Women have served, do wonderful things, he said, within the military. And they do have opportunities to serve in very dangerous positions. He says, I mean, they serve in very dangerous positions. He said that twice. And I certainly understand that and respect that and admire women for doing so. But I think on the front line of combat is not the best place. It's not maximizing what they can bring to the table. And he sort of went along the same line I did where they don't have the same body mass. Mm-hmm. And if someone falls, maybe not they have some physical limitations as yeah. far as
boy,
rescue.
Boy, if I lived through this.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Have I ever told you that I was the first... husband of a firefighter in the state of Michigan?
The first husband of a firefighter?
In the state of Michigan, I was.
Your wife was a
My
firefighter?
My wife was 5'4", and there were some men in there, and their wives came up to me and said, we object to this because look at my husband. He's 6'6" and weighs 250 pounds. Your wife is not going to be able to carry my husband out of a fire if he loses consciousness.
What was your comment to that? What was your response?
I kind of saw her point. I didn't comment at all to her because I kind of saw her point, but I had to support my wife. On the other hand, before all the women get mad at me, in my wife's graduating class in that firefighting class was a woman named Laura, who is currently, I think, the fire chief in Grand Rapids. And she could do anything, everything as well as the men. So you can't just say it's a man and woman thing. Sometimes they're just...
Was she huge?
Maybe more men who are strong, but there are some...
Was she huge?
No, she was a
just
looking
a buff,
woman.
She just was a buff
just
chick, yeah.
Athletic and strong and capable of everything.
And she could pick up a 6-foot man and throw him over her shoulder and carry him down a ladder.
So making a rule against women in general would have been wrong because she can do it all.
It's going to be wrong no matter what you say, no matter what you do now in this day and age.
Because
women should be able to do whatever they want to do. But you have to pass
certain
tests.
Right.
Yeah, and that has a lot to do with physical limitations because
we're made
different.
And they shouldn't change the test to make sure they get more women in. That's where the men start to have an issue.
Well, I think that's what's going on in the military, too.
Yeah.
But there are places for women in the military. Front lines? Why?
I don't know.
I don't either.
If you're capable and you're physically capable and you want to be on the front lines, I think the woman should be able to go to the front lines.
But who's going to decide that?
I just don't want it to have any favoritism.
You just don't want to decide it.
I don't want to be the one, no.
No. Well, Rick Santorum needs to just put a muff on it and stop.
I don't think he said anything wrong. He just said there are emotional issues.
Well, nobody wants to hear that. That would, especially all the women that are over there on the front lines that are, you know, fighting for the country, you know? They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear it. Here's another thing in politics. House Minority, we're hearing from her. I haven't heard anything from her in so long. Nancy Pelosi. She predicted last week that 5 large states are going to put Democrats in striking distance of gaining control of the House once again after the November elections.
I don't believe
What makes her think that?
Yeah, she's in la la land.
She said it in San Diego.
She has cats.
She expects gains in California. I bet she does. Or bats in the belfry. She expects gains in California, Florida, Illinois, New York, and Texas, which will leave Democrats only about a half a dozen seats short.
Hmm. Well,
she declined to predict how many seats she anticipates picking up, saying that only that she'll be happy if she gets 25, if they get 25. That's what they need to gain control, per her.
Good luck with that, Nancy.
Yeah, good luck.
Meanwhile, it's been something like 1,000 days since the Democrats passed a budget in Congress. So,
well, I was reading here. Obama's got his budget, his new budget, coming up on Monday. He's going to release his new budget on Monday.
That's meaningless.
I know.
Because the Democrats won't pass any kind of a budget, so he can propose all he wants.
Propose and propose. He's also calling on Congress to go ahead and extend the payroll tax cut for the remainder of the year. Another deadline nearing. And when we could see taxes go up for millions of working Americans and unworking Americans. Lawmakers agreed back in December, after a whole lot of bickering, as we remember, a 2-month extension. That's going to run out at the end of this month. So he said in his weekly radio and internet address that Congress needs to stop this middle class tax hike from happening.
Oh.
Period. No drama. No delay. And he said to America, I hope you'll pick up the phone, send a tweet, write an email, tell your representatives that they should get this done before it gets too late.
Not that kind of tweet.
Tell them not to play politics again. You're the only one, Obama, that wants to play politics. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, his budget will be unveiled on Monday, which would allow Bush-era tax cuts for people in the upper brackets to expire. It's also expected to call for the elimination of corporate tax loopholes and lower corporate tax rates. So we'll see.
Why does he even bother? The Democrats won't pass a budget, so anything he brings over in February is just dead in the water.
I don't know who he thinks he's making look bad. You know?
If he expected Harry Reid to pass a budget, the last budget that's supposed to have been passed, if he was going to pass it for the rest of the year, and he says, I don't care.
Why has Harry been so quiet lately?
He's just doing nothing. He's just stonewalling. Whatever the Republicans in the House passed,
he wants out, yeah. He wants out. Here's something that was interesting. It's world politics, not politics here, but our own Secretary of Defense has said that it's very highly likely that Israel will attack Iran.
Yeah,
what's going on with that?
Well, they can't let these this nut job have a nuclear bomb?
He says he thinks the Israelis are serious at what's going on now, and by November, they're going to threaten the regime because it won't change the policy. He thinks Israel will strike because it cannot live under the threat of an annihilation from Iran. But Iran constantly says it's power. It's just nuclear power, not weapons. Nuclear
now
power.
They've gone beyond that. They admit what they're doing now.
Well, Ahmadinejad, he said he's gonna release a statement about their nuclear program.
He says they have a missile that can reach America now, so he's threatening us with a nuclear bomb.
God
now.
Help us. If they go nuclear,
I think we're far enough west that they can't reach us.
Well, the fallout, I mean, look at the fallout though. I mean, it will eventually reach us. That's just stupid.
It'll blow back to Iran. That's the prevailing
wind.
Hey,
there's what we do. We get them fans. I mean, them wind things they've been trying to put up, especially down in Palm Springs, for wind power, and just blow the damn stuff back.
How do so many weirdos get to be in charge of countries? How does that happen?
Because everybody is weird, I'm noticing. I mean, what the heck?
I know.
What is going on?
Where are the regular people?
Everybody has cats. That's the problem. Everybody has cats. Here's something interesting. Jean Gregory and Wayne Parcell, very odd couple here. Parcell is the president of the Humane Society of the United States of America, and Jean Gregory is the president of the United Egg Producers, which represents most of the country's biggest egg farmers. They used to be just at odds, totally at odds. These days, though, they're not just having conversation, they're actually allies. They're walking shoulder to shoulder into offices on Capitol Hill, asking Congress to approve new rules, for egg farmers. Do you notice what eggs taste like anymore? Are you an egg eater?
I like eggs, yeah.
They don't taste the same.
You got to get the free-range brown
ones. They don't have any free-range. They're all in little cages, and that's what they're up against, is getting them their own. See chickens have to nest. They nest.
Okay.
And then they lay their eggs. Well, there's none of that in the cages that they have. And I'll tell you why I know this. And even though I don't know up to date what's going on, but I worked for the Department of Agriculture in San Diego way back in the early 70s when the Newcastle disease was going on. And we went farm to farm, ranch to ranch, vaccinating chickens. Yeah. Drop in their eye. Okay. Not a needle. A little drop
no
in their
needle,
eye.
Right.
And you would grab them with one hand. You could get four or five chickens in your one hand.
No way.
Yes.
That's cruel,
you
Jay.
Do. No, you don't. Yeah, I'm not cruel.
You have four
you squeeze
chickens
them,
in one hand.
You squeeze them just a little bit, and they go, and their eyes pop open, and you put a little drop in there. And then you let them go, and they're just fine, and they run off. But here's the point. Almost every ranch we went to in the San Diego County area anyway had these huge cages where all these chickens were stuffed in.
So you were going around squeezing
chickens.
Squeezing
chickens, Nick. But I was helping them. I was there to be their nurse. I was there for a positive.
Did you explain that to them while you were
they
squeezing
liked it.
Their necks
They liked it. They went, oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we saved their lives.
Wait a minute. Why are they called egg farmers? Why, shouldn't they be egg ranchers?
They should be. They're not hatchers.
Yeah. Isn't farming something you grew out of the ground?
Well, because the chickens are on farms. They raise chickens,
so they're
not eggs.
Chicken ranchers and
they're
egg farmers.
So anyway, these guys are getting together, and they're going to find a way. They're going to go to Capitol Hill together. They want to avoid the chaos of being enemies. They've agreed to jointly lobby Congress for the law that would allow farmers to keep their chickens in cages, but the chickens would get twice as much space, bigger cages. But here's the cue, plus perches, because they need to perch. These are perching little animals, and nest boxes.